Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faithfulness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
People want to show up and go, I'm great and good and fine, and you're great and good and fine, and we are just so thrilled that you're here. And that's really all that's necessary, is that you're here, and we're here. And if you're here, and I'm here, and we're here, that's it. And we believe in the Lord. What more could you ask? Well, he asks quite a bit more. A lot of folk don't want to hear it, but it's true. He requires commitment. He expects us to be willing to leave everything and take up our cross and follow him to death, to be faithful unto death. He expects it. He requires it. And you know it's only right. He did it for us. I said he did it for us. He was faithful to us unto death. He is ever faithful to us every day and every night. How many understand God is completely faithful? Can you trust him? Every day and every night. Is he trustworthy? Is he worthy of trusting? Absolutely. Should he be able to trust us? Should we be faithful to him? Yes. Yes. Don't feel sad about this. Don't be depressed about this. Don't get down about this. Just get faithful. Right? Just get faithful. If you hadn't been faithful, become faithful. If you have been some faithful, become completely faithful. And if you want another message, I'm sorry, this is it. This is it. This is it. Because I really want to hear. Keith, good job. Well done. You've been faithful to me, Keith. And it's not going to happen by Keith being lazy and acting like he doesn't know, never doing anything. It's going to happen if Keith does what he knows to do. And actually is faithful. The Old Testament definition of faithful means to be true. Somebody say true.
True.
To be true. To be certain. To be firm. Somebody say firm. To be permanent. You know, Brother Hagin, Kenneth Hagin, my father in the faith, he's talking about a thing in the church where he pastored one time, and he said, everybody, but I think it was two people, got involved and participated, made it happen. He said, we only had two punks in the church that didn't get involved and didn't participate. And people laugh and they say, punks? He said, yeah, and that's a correct term. He said, I looked it up. One of the definitions of punk is rotten lumber. He said, you can't build anything on rotten lumber. How many understand in most every church, there's a lot of people that if they left, you'd never know it. Now, Phyllis said not here, and that's right. We've got, you know, some people marvel at how many people we have involved. Amen. And how many teams and how many people are working and how many people are contributing. But how many understand that's an indication that there's going to be a lot more people that hear.
Yes.
Well done.
Well done. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And it's sad that even some big churches, you know, 90% of their folks do nothing. And they don't want to do anything. Right?
That's right.
You can't build anything on something that is unstable and unreliable. I understand you can't build a business on people that you don't know whether they're going to show up or not, whether they're going to do the job or not. You have to have, and as you develop in some things, you find out, especially that there are companies, there are CEOs, there are owners of giant corporations all over this world. They would pay people any amount of money if they could count on them. There are people all over the place. They wanna kind of retire. They wanna get out, but they can't find people that will take it to heart like they do. And that will give what they give to it. They'd pay them huge amounts of money. But people are not faithful. People are hirelings and they're not faithful. But you ought to be able to find faithful people in church.
Yes, sir.
You ought to be able to find reliable people.
Yes.
If they say they'll be there. If they're still breathing and there was a way to get there, they'll be there. If they say they'll do it, if they say it'll be taken care of before they leave, you don't have to think about it again. Well, if you're that way with people, it's because you're that way with God. If you're not that way with people, it's because you're not that way with God. The way we are with each other is a reflection of how we are with God. Somebody say reliable.
Reliable.
Worth trusting. True. Dependable. In fact, go with me to Proverbs. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, boy. Proverbs 25. Where were you? You were in Proverbs, weren't you? Well, that's good. But go to chapter 25 right now. Oh my. Proverbs 25 and verse 19. It says, confidence in an unfaithful man in time of trouble is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint. The RSV says, trust in a faithless man or unfaithful man in time of trouble is like a bad tooth or a foot that slips. What's it like? What's the picture that's being painted here? A broken tooth. You ever tried to crunch some food on a bad tooth? What's the picture there? You start to crunch down on that food. You're depending on that tooth to be solid.
Yeah, right.
You're depending on that tooth to be there for you.
Right.
And you go to bite down and it's a bad tooth and the tooth begins to break instead of the food. Which causes great concern.
Yeah.
Right? And you'll back off of the food and you go, oh, man. Got to go to the dentist. You can't count on the tooth to crush the food. The food is crushing the tooth. How many stand, you know, you get used to counting on those teeth. I mean, you're planning on counting on them in just a few minutes here, aren't you? Soon as I get through preaching, I mean, you're ready to rely on those teeth. You're counting on those teeth. Crunching up that food. What was the next one? A foot out of joint. How many can see the same principle? You go to step off the step. Huh? And what are you planning on? You are planning on that foot and that ankle bearing your weight without a problem. You are counting on it being there. And being able to do the job. And oh man, what a rude surprise it can be if you step on that foot and the thing lays over on the side. Right? And the strength is not there. And it's not able to hold up the weight. And you can't count on it. And you can't rely on it. He said both of these are like when you put your trust in somebody that's unfaithful. You count on somebody that's unreliable. You were counting on them being there and they weren't there. And how many understand some serious things can happen? Hmm? What if you're at the top of 500 steps? And you were completely counting on that foot being there, and you just plop right off there just like it's good, and it folds, and you roll. Well, then you can have a lot of serious problems, can't you? You can have a lot of other injuries and harm and loss because that part wasn't there. Oh, friend, can you see what he's talking about here? Can you see? Jesus taught us this. The Spirit of God taught us through Paul in the book of Corinthians that He's the head and we are the body. All of us are body parts. Should you be able to depend on all the body parts?
Yes, sir.
Hmm?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to understand there's something wrong when you got a church full of thousands of people and the pastor still has to check every toilet. Huh? Thank God it's not that way here. We got reliable people. We got dependable body parts. How many understand? It's something wrong. You got a church with thousands of people and you have to make sure the cars get parked right. The leadership has to go out in the parking lot and has to see because you can't rely on the people for it to be done. That's wrong. How many understand it's wrong? You got 5 kids. And you have to cut every blade of grass. You have to dust every piece of furniture. You have to go in and clean up their bathtub. You got 15-year-olds. And why is mama still doing it? Well, they won't clean it up like I want it clean. Well, that's your fault. They should be held to your standard. They should accomplish it to your standard. And if you go behind them and you do it, or you do it instead of them, you are training them for failure in the world. Because their boss is not going to come behind them and do their job. They're just going to send them home. They're going to fire them. Come on now, are y'all with me? How many understand believers are to be the best employees in the world? Not the worst. Not don't get their job done because they're too busy praying and reading scripture and trying to preach to everybody. That is unfaithful. Because they didn't hire you to preach. They hired you to run a register. They hired you to stock a shelf. They hired you to be a salesperson. They didn't hire you to preach.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Faithful and True, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R611A. That's R611A. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.